spot, got that cat, and she said she dug it up. And I want you to know we lived out on an oil lease. I like to have walked myself hunting where she dug up that cat, and I never did find it.
Go and dig up another one, huh?
Well, I know, I was just curious. I wanted to know. And that's all I could ever find out. Now, I wouldn't think of telling a child of mine a thing like that.
Yeah.
But
what a wonderful chance you had to learn there, and your mother had to teach you.
Mom will never know, honey. No, you didn't.
No, I know. Well, I grew up in the same tradition.
You just didn't.
No, you weren't supposed to know about these things.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call four oxen?
Well, they're a yoke. Now, I don't know whether that's four or two or six or eight, but it would be a yoke of oxen. Now, I think that would be two, but I don't know what you call four.
Were these animals, these work animals, generally called oxen, or were they called steers around here?
I don't know.
Maybe they didn't even work them here or there.
That was for our time. You'll have to have somebody older than either one of us to find out anything about the oxen lingo around here.
If you were going to raise horses, what animals would you need?
You'd need a stud horse and a mare. And I got my information from reading.
Any special term for an unbroken horse?
Not to my knowledge.
Broke that horse
yet? Yeah, they just had that horse hadn't been broken. Is the only expression I would know.
How about a pony with big spots?
Oh, that's just a...
Gotta use my hands.
Paint. Now, I don't know whether that's a spotted horse. Now, I display my ignorance.
What's a pinto?
Well, a pinto is a spotted horse. Two.
Any special term for the small donkey?
Burro is all I know. And a donkey.
Any special term for a whole group of saddle horses that a man owns?
Not to my knowledge.
This is probably fairly uncommon here. You wouldn't expect it, but at Roundup, a man would have 10 or 12 horses, and this would be his string, or his cabby, or his remuda.
Well, string would be more for here. If he was speaking of horses, it would be more a string of horses.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, to my knowledge, I wouldn't know anything about it.
What would you call the foot of a horse?
It's just his foot.
And the bottom part? The horny part? Hoof or hoof? Or?
Hoof. It's his hoof.
And what went on this?
A horseshoe. There may be another name for it, I don't know. My acquaintances with horses have been the same way with calves.
Were these used for anything else?
Good luck.
Yeah.
And to play horseshoes with.
What animals would you need if you were going to raise sheep?
My goodness, no, I haven't the faintest idea there. I would say a ram. I don't know.
You're going to say a ram?
Ram and a. I think they're called sires too. Ram and a ewe.
Mm-hmm. And you'd raise sheep for meat?
Well, I wouldn't raise for the wool mostly. But I don't.